Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had an extremely volatile Friday to wrap up a volatile week. On Tuesday, the USDA monthly supply and demand report showed that ending stocks were a little bit bullish for corn and soybeans, and then as expected, a little bit bearish for wheat futures. But for the most part, since Tuesday, we've been in a bear mode, except for little bright spots here and there. For example, the beans at the end of today actually rallied, and we closed 14 cents off the low in the January soybeans, up about 3 cents at 13.26¾. But corn and wheat also had volatile days, but were down. Corn down on the lows for the close, and wheat near the lows as well, down about 5 cents. We also had December expiration day, or December last trading day here for the December grain futures, which brought a little bit more action to the mix as people got out of those short December positions and rolled them out to March. And then we have the end of the year coming up. We've got about 2 weeks until we wrap up 2013. So a lot of these funds, you'll hear a lot of talk about hedge funds and money managers fixing their books to whatever makes them look profitable for 2013. So we'll see some of that over the next few weeks.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
That soybean market's really just holding up above key technical support. We tried to sell off overnight and then early this morning, but then those January beans came bouncing right back. We're still above that moving average, the 50 days at $12.97 for January. So a lot of talk about that $13 level being a key support level, but we've held it for now. So looking forward, that's a good thing as of this moment. Now, on the other hand, corn, technically weak, it cannot get above that resistance, about $4.30 for the December contract, which actually expired today at noon. So if you go out to the March, March is kind of holding the same thing, except 440 is the level there, and it broke that resistance. And if it gets below 420, which was the low at the 1st of December, look out, because a lot of guys will be selling that at least down to $4, and then we'll test that as support. And then on the wheat futures, really not a lot of good things technically, other than it's getting oversold at this point. We keep making new lows, contract lows every day, and so that's pretty negative looking forward, at least at this point. And then July of 2014, with this weather we've had over the last few days in the southern plains, the snow and then now some rain, that's really pushed it down, trading about $6.75.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were down 37 cents at 131.87. January feeders were unchanged at 167.07. And December lean hogs were down 7 cents at 81.25. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat was down 5¾ cents at 672.5. Chicago December corn down 7¾ cents at 420.5. And January soybeans were up 3¾ cents at 13.27½. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.